Tracksuit by Vanita Helton. Can a guy in bright orange outrun what he's wearing? Paul decided to try. Elder Paul Christiansen came from snowy Chicago to our home in Slidell, Louisiana. He grinned a lot as he taught my husband gospel discussions, but one day he revealed that he missed his mum. She'd been dead for 2 years, he said. He'd gone on a mission because of her. Paul's dad had died when he and his little sister were young. His mom went to work at a small factory across town, working the evening shift. Despite her meager salary, she managed to set aside a few dollars every week for Paul's mission. Paul said he didn't worry much about being poor. Sure, he and his sister wore hand-me-downs, and they didn't often have the money to go to the movies, but his mom always made sure they had enough to eat. The Lord will provide, she always said, and Paul believed her. Everything was fine until seventh grade, when Paul decided to try out for the track team. At the meeting, the coach announced that everyone had to wear a tracksuit to the tryouts, which would be held in 2 weeks. No suit, no tryout. Paul's heart sank. He didn't have a tracksuit, and he knew his mom didn't have the money to buy one. Hesitantly, he asked her if he could borrow from his mission fund. She smiled and shook her head. Son, we've put that money away for a special purpose. If we remember the Lord first, he'll take care of everything we really need. Paul wondered if the Lord took care of tracksuits. Since she was so hesitant that he exercised faith, he ran track in a pair of cut-off jeans every day after school. He worried about what he'd wear when the big day arrived. His mom worried too. She mentioned the problem to her supervisor at work, who managed to scrounge up some fabric from home. Every night as Paul's mom rode the bus across the long miles to their apartment, she hand-sewed a tracksuit to surprise her son. The tryouts approached, and Paul ran and ran. His mom sewed and sewed. On the night before the tryouts, she sat in the bus, putting the last few stitches into the tracksuit. It began to snow, and the bus grew cold. The tired woman fell asleep with the tracksuit cradled in her lap. She woke up when the bus pulled into the terminal. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. The bus driver hadn't noticed her in the back of the bus. He said he was sorry she'd missed her stop because no more buses would run that night. She got off and began to walk home through the snow. She walked all night and finally arrived at the apartment at 7 a.m. Her children were getting ready for school. With a weary smile, she drew Paul into her arms and kissed him. "Tryouts are today, aren't they, son?" she asked. He nodded and looked at his feet. "I decided not to try out," he said. "Not try out? After all the running you've done?" He told us he didn't have the heart to remind her that he couldn't try out without a tracksuit. She'd feel bad that she hadn't been able to afford one. Maybe she'd feel bad that the Lord hadn't provided after all. "Shut your eyes and hold out your hands," she said. His heart leaped in sudden hope. Had she been able to get him a suit after all? Holding his breath, he squeezed his eyes shut and held out his hands. He felt her place something soft and flimsy in them. He opened his eyes. There in his hands was a polyester tracksuit, a bright orange polyester tracksuit. The orangest, brightest, most electrifying tracksuit he'd ever seen in his life. The school colours were red and silver. No way would anyone believe this suit was red. He gulped. His mom looked at him out of shining, worried eyes. "Do you like it, son?" she whispered. "I like it more than anything," he said, and then he hugged her tight. He kissed her cold cheek and then went to try on his orange tracksuit. Paul told us everyone laughed at him when he walked onto the track that afternoon. He almost fled back to the locker room, but then he remembered his mother's small cold hands and the anxious look in her eyes. He pictured her walking across town through the snow, clutching the suit she'd made on the bus. His cheeks bright red, he put his head down, towed the chalk line, and when the starting pistol cracked, he ran like the wind. He didn't pay attention to the other runners. All he could think of was getting off that track as fast as he could. Someone in the crowd yelled, "It's a bird! It's a plane! It's a jet-powered jack-o'-lantern!" Everyone laughed again. Paul said he felt as if he'd been shot. He leaned into the final turn, knees pumping, elbows like pistons. He heard someone coming up behind him. In a final burst of speed, he lunged over the finish line and kept running straight to the locker room. Later he learned that he'd set the fastest time in the 4:40 in school history. He'd not only made the track team, he would soon become one of its star runners. The coach provided him a red and silver tracksuit emblazoned with the school name. He wore it with pride for 3 years, but folded into the bottom of the battered old suitcase he carried on his mission was a bright orange tracksuit. Every time he touched it, he felt his mom's small, cold hands again and knew she'd given him a gift much greater than a tracksuit. She'd given him the gift of faith in the Lord's ability to provide what he really needed. She'd given him the faith to eventually serve a mission. And maybe, just maybe, she'd given him a little extra speed. End of article. Tracksuit by Venita Helton. A Mother's Testimony.